shatters the very last vestiges of my broken heart. Henry! Henry! I pull him into my arms, throwing the knife across the room. Blood pours from his chest, and small gurgles travel up and out of his throat.
We're discussing your reckless behavior. This isn't the same neighborhood Mama and Dad brought us up in. You leave home at all hours of the night. Drowning in emotion, I speak out. Because I miss my mom. She's here, all alone. While you're catching the bus at freaking midnight, a transient could... I'll run. A chortle bubbles through me. Fast as fuck.
You good? I asked, looking him over. He shook out his arms before answering, looking between Finn and me.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. I didn't know what I would do.
Well. What do we have here?
His voice was raspy. I saw the spittle of blood fly off his lips. This man or thing was different, and he was nothing like the others.
Crafted from gemstones in stunning colors, our classic timepieces are designed for women like you. Mothers, daughters, all walks of life for any occasion.
A white hot tightness swells in my womb, and I begin to shake uncontrollably. Emil brings his mouth over my entire mound, performing a wanton poulet en belle with his tongue, and pulling from me the most intense pleasure I've ever known.
Before I could admonish him, Matrix, who had been standing there gawking at my barely there dance attire, smacked Baby in the back of his head. Cut that shit out. Can't you see she's in an audition and needs to concentrate? Baby gave me a sheepish look and stopped his clowning. He shot me an apologetic grin, but didn't say the words.
Are you seeing that man?
No.
Then who is he?
None of your business.
On the contrary, everything about you is my business.
Oh, here's another useful idea. I'll turn my brother's lies into truth.
What the feck did I lie about?
Kieran growls, throwing the vest to the ground.
I'm dead,
Kira declares, nostrils flared. With overwhelmed, red-stained cheeks, Kira stalks over to me.
I'm dead, Ava. Died a bairn.